Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Board of Trustees bi-monthly meeting. Today is July 23rd. It is now 12 o'clock. If anyone would like to speak, we have a sign-up sheet up here. Remember, we give everybody 30 minutes to speak. Excuse me, rephrase that. We give everybody 3 minutes to speak, and we will not interrupt, and then we'll address afterwards. I'm going to open in prayer. Would you like to open us in prayer, sir?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We just ask you to be with everyone that is here. Give us, the trustees, your mind to do the decisions for this township that you would have for us, Heavenly Father. Father, be with those that have come out to this meeting today. Watch over them, Heavenly Father. Bless them and give them traveling mercies back to their homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
If we could open in pledge, Jan, if you would please lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Let me get to new business, sir. Sure. Do you want me to move it on down, sir?
I'll move it on down.
So what we will do is I'll come back to that point of reference when you just let me know, okay? Okay. So, ma'am, if I can, a roll call, please.
Yes. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Old business, approved meeting minutes of 6:20, 23, meeting minutes of 6:30, 20, it says 202, special meeting minutes. Is that supposed to be 2023?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I get in trouble when I read it, just like what I see. Special meeting minutes of 7-7 of 2023. If there's no further discussion on these minutes, I would ask for a second.
I will second the motion to accept the minutes for June 20th, 2023, and June 30th, 2023. I cannot, July 7th, I was not present.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, Ralph, are you willing to second the 7-7?
Yeah.
If we can, sir, will you?
The 7-7.
So let's do this, sir, if we can.
Break it up.
rather than break it up, I would like to see if you would like to make a second on all meeting minutes that was provided before us.
I won't be able to vote that way.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. So we'll break it back up. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
That's okay, so we're a team here. Will you second the other ones?
I will.
Okay. Roll call, do you want to do two roll calls?
We'll probably do two roll calls, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so for the June meeting minutes, which would be June 20th and June 30th, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the July 7th special meeting minutes, John?
Yes.
Jim?
I abstained, I was not here.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We're all done. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to the board, I'm going to move something around. I have on me to talk about the Greyhound bus terminal. I know there's a lot of people, I'm seeing faces that are here to want to speak on this. To the board, I didn't know which way I should properly do this, but at the end, either before or after, I would like to do a letter on behalf of the Board of Trustees to mailed to the City of Columbus regarding the Greyhound bus station located at 845 North Wilson Road to ask support to make them come in compliance and or cease and desist until the place is adequately compliant with code violations. So what I'd like to do is if the board has no other questions, I'd like to go to anyone that's wanting to speak on the matter And then I'll come back and ask for a resolution once we hear people that are probably here to speak. I'm sorry?
I do have stuff on it as well.
So let's start with you if we can. Do you want to go ahead?
Do you want
me
to go through everything or just the...
If you go through just that and then after... If anyone that would want to leave the meeting that is here for the purpose of Greyhound, they may. And then we'll go back to our regular schedule after that. So, Patty, if you wouldn't mind.
All right.
And if you would address your name and who you're with.
My name is Patty Spencer. I am the Southwest Area Commission Zoning Chair. And I get a lot of information from the City of Columbus that I come here to the trustees and share with them, because you live within the Southwest Area Commission borders. So what we do affects you, what you do affects us. So to the Greyhound, I'm going to give you this information that I received, or I didn't receive, but I got from the a newspaper article regarding it. The area commission that this falls under is the Greater Hilltop Area Commission. They meet the same night we met, which was Tuesday night, so I was not able to attend, but the bulk of their meeting had to do with the Greyhound. They are planning on getting 24/7 security. They're planning on putting in 40 to 60 security cameras. I had asked our city liaison if this was permanent, because my thought was when they were building the Coda bus station and redoing all those, they've added like 6 or 7 bays, I thought that they were going to move the Greyhound bus station there. They are not. This is going to be a permanent spot. So that's
what you know. So did they come before you? They did not come before you guys.
No, they wouldn't come before us. They didn't even come before the Greater Hilltop Area Commission. And my understanding, the reason why, is because the plot of land that they put it on was zoned that allowed them to just come in.
Okay, so if it would have come with the BZ, you guys are, again, for the record, you're with?
I'm Southwest Area Commission.
Had this come across you and this would have been in your area, seeing what you're seeing now, would this have been something that you guys would have entertained?
Absolutely. I would have said no, absolutely not.
Okay.
But you've got to remember, there's several steps even after us that once it comes before an area commission, it goes to the zoning board. They can say yay or nay, override us.
Right, right. But
and
I just
then
curious.
From there it goes to city council. They can yay or nay and override everybody else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much. I know, Mr. What you're here. I'm going to have you, Patty, if there's anything else that you had on that before I...
Not for...
Okay, so we'll come back to your report here in
That's
a moment,
fine.
But I want to get this topic done first, if
Absolutely
I may.
Absolutely fine, I understand.
So if you'd like to come up to speak.
Make sure everybody introduces themselves.
Yep, I will.
Thank you.
And if you will give your name and address for the record, sir.
My name is Zachary Witt. I live at 3458 Lowell Drive, which is township property, kind of adjacent on the other side of Wilson to where the location, the bus station has opened up.
If we can all just kind of keep it to a minimum.
I know I have spoken individually to all of the trustees here regarding this, when it's, the lead up to the opening. Once again, as far as anyone I have spoken to is concerned, we were given about 2 days head notice between the time that this location opened up versus when they commenced operations on the site.
If we can keep this to a minimum, because we're trying to hear this, if we would, please. Thank you.
Sorry, sir.
I do have some supplemental information to the previous speaker here. I was in attendance for the Greater Hilltop Area Commission, and I have spoken with their chairperson. They did actually get prior information from the owner of the property, which is an LLC The principal contact of that is the Barron's bus CEO. It appears that Barron's owns the site, not Greyhound themselves. Although, if you read the article, Greyhound, interestingly, does claim ownership of the site, and of course their name is on the terminal site. But the site plans were submitted by Barron's Bus, which is located, their headquarters is up in Cleveland, Ohio. Much smaller organization. They run primarily charter services, or I shouldn't say charter service, but limited services within the state of Ohio and the surrounding states. Back in May, they had to apply for a demolition permit from the Greater Hilltop Area Commission. That eventually made its way to the city, and the permit itself is to secure the rights and permission to demolish the car wash that is at the site location. When the Hilltop Area Chair, Greater Hilltop Area Commission Chair, inquired as to the purpose of the site, he was told by the individual from Barron's Bus, I don't know exactly who that was, but he was told that it was an overflow location for their maintenance facility off of McKinley Avenue. And McKinley Avenue is a couple miles down the road where they use, looks, from what I can gather on Google Maps and the website, looks like they do fuel, they have a fuel depot there, cleaning facility, and then a couple garage bays. When the chairperson issued the approval and included his signature, he was operating on that guidance. Had no kind of indication that this was the ultimate purpose of the site, was to be a full-blown bus terminal, let alone the terminal, primary terminal, mind you, for Greyhound, Barron's, Go Bus, FlixBus, and I'm not sure who else at this point. They're operating 34 routes per day out of that site. We have them on camera with more than 34 within a 24-hour period.
I want to continue this. The information that he's given the board is...
Yeah.
Is very good.
Thank you. They operate 24/7 service. That's in one of the few locations where they've done this, and they've done it quite a few different places throughout the state of Ohio and in other states recently. One of the few that actually does operate 24/7 service. 34 routes is the, or I'm sorry, they call it schedules. 34 schedules is the most I have seen published on any of these locations. We spoke to travelers that have come through this area. They have expressed extreme frustration. They were not aware that this was where they were going to be dropped off. They expected to be dropped off at the downtown location.
Yeah.
There is a 45-minute, according to a COTA traveler that I spoke to, takes about 45 minutes to get from here to downtown via a COTA bus. There is one bus route that runs on the Wilson Road. It's the number 5. And currently, they have bus stops on both sides of Wilson Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
There is no crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Road or Wilson Avenue?
I'm sorry, Wilson Road. They did put a new one so that it is on this side of, or their side of the street, which would be the west side of the street. It is the northbound route. The southbound, which connects to Broad Street, where most of the transfers are, is on the opposite side, on the east side of Wilson. And there is, like I said, no crosswalk, no traffic light, no marked intersection of any kind. There's sidewalks only on one side of the street itself. I'm sure you've seen some of the news reports out there. There's multiple recordings of their passengers running across Wilson Road, which I remind you, it's a 5-lane road itself. There's a truck depot about a block north of that that operates semi-trucks and commercial vehicles that drive down up to 45 miles an hour, assuming that they're obeying the speed limit. That's not to mention the impact that it's had on the residents and the businesses. They currently offload their, the egress for the site has been approved for them to use the adjacent street, which is called Farrell Place. Farrell, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, it's F-E-R-R-E-L-L. Yes. It is a residential, there are directly behind the bus stop is the first house. They share a property line with it. Those residents have complained that they cannot access their homes because the buses line up and are currently loading and offloading on Farrell Place because they don't have the room. The very first day that this place was open, one of their bus drivers actually crashed into the side of the terminal and broke out the windows because they couldn't make the turn. They can't make the turn off of Farrell without encroaching on the adjacent property owner's land either.
If I remind the board, this used to be Franklin Township, so it's a Franklin Township road essentially. It was annexed into the city approximately 15 years ago when the McDonald's went in. That's why the road neither has a white line or a center line.
We mean Farrell Avenue.
Yes, Farrell used to be township until all the way up in Arizona.
On the west part, the west side, yeah.
Yes.
I personally have serious concerns about the structural requirements of the road itself. I can provide photographs, but there is actual signage that indicates no trucks allowed on that road.
Yep.
I don't know if the city gave it proper credence, or maybe it's the county even, about whether or not that road is designed to support the weight of a Greyhound bus. I mean, I've seen five of them lined up and parked on that street all at the same time. Greyhound bus, I believe, weighs about 20,000 pounds unloaded. So, you know, would like some, you know, inquiry into that as well. In addition to the safety issues that are presented there, the local businesses, turning our section, you know, attention a little bit to the crime component that this has brought in. There's a BP gas station across the street, Speedway gas station located next door, McDonald's on the other side of Farrell Place, as well as a, I believe it's like a We Buy Any Car location. Spoke to all of those business owners, as well as the Pilot truck stop and convenience store. Also spoke to a few business owners in the at the end of Farrell. There is kind of a industrial mixed use facility with warehouses. There's a myriad of different types of businesses back there. Spoke to some of those owners. All of them expressed great concern of the development. Nobody was given any kind of prior knowledge nor an opportunity to voice their concerns for the approval of this site. BP went on record last night, Tuesday night, indicating that they have had to change a lot of their internal procedures. For instance, they're not allowing people to bring baggage in, because travelers were coming across the street, loading up their suitcases with stuff off the shelves. They've had to change their bathroom procedures. I'm not sure what that entails, but I believe it's that they're not letting people go in without a key anymore, because, of course, there is no restroom over at the Greyhound terminal aside from Port-a-John. And I personally have not used it, but I can't imagine what in 90 degree heat it does to the inside of Port-a-John.
With 1,500 people a day.
It's closer to 1,700 if we assume max occupancy of 34 buses times about 50 to 55 individuals on each bus. Can't blame the travelers for using those sites. And in fact, I don't believe that Greyhound can as well, because their initial press release told them, we are aware that we're not serving any kind of, you know, concessions at this site, but don't worry, you can use the adjacent businesses that are conveniently located for you. Now, this is 24/7 use. Currently, McDonald's and the Wendy's do not offer 24/7 access, meaning Waffle House across the street is the only one. That same street, which remind you again, there's no crosswalks, there's no traffic lights, so we're going to have people running across the street in the dead of the night as well. We've had, as far as I can tell, at least five or six official police reports. One robbery was at gunpoint. We have had at least one assault. We've had two menacing incidents, one involving a juvenile. There's been criminal trespassing complaints issued by the McDonald's, because people are coming over to the McDonald's asking, you know, the customers there to buy them cheeseburgers, or just going in and using the restrooms and leaving the restrooms in a state of disarray, and use your imagination there.
I think it's time.
We have, in addition to that, one of the residents who lives on that Farrell Place has stated to me that there is someone, I guess, on the street who's an elderly individual, requires somewhat frequent EMS, you know, runs ambulance services, basically. He's highly concerned that, you know, in the event that there's an emergency situation, that the bus is blocking Farrell Place would prevent those providers from accessing it. In his words, what are we supposed to do? Die in our front yards. There is a fire hydrant on the corner of Farrell Place and Wilson, which I have watched the buses park in front of and sit and unload. Violation, of course, with code there. I don't believe they have the code permit to load on the site on that street anyways. However, due to this, the limitations, it's a 1 acre, less than 1 acre lot. It's not a large gas station. I think they had 6 pumps back when it was in operation. There's not enough to fit 6 Greyhound buses or as many as 9 as we have counted at the same time.
As long as you're
going to
let everybody else speak this long.
They physically have no opportunity.
No, we got to cut him off.
Understand. I appreciate you guys for you know letting me come today and speak to you. I hope you will give it a good, solid consideration. And again, thank you.
Okay, to the audience, I allowed him to go longer because the wealth of information that he's put together and looking up and talking to so many different people. I know we have a sheet, but is there anyone else that would like to speak on the matter of Greyhound bus station? Mr. Horn, no, excuse me. Andre.
Good afternoon, neighbors. My name is Andre Hill, number 347 Lowe Drive. My concern are safety factors. I've retired as an officer for 30 years in parole. My wife is the chief of Department of Correction right down the street, Franklin Medical Center. She's the major down there. My concern is that her safety and our safety. And what's happening is that she's driving her car every day to the Department of Correction. And we have inmates that they put on buses to travel home. And my concern is that they have all day to watch her car and know her car. And I'm right on the first house on Lower Drive, right at the bus station. And you can see every car that I have in the driveway from a distance. So my concern is that it's a bad fit for all of us. And I think that safety is the first thing that we want to look out for, each and every one of us. You know, that's all day, every day. And again, these guys coming from all over the state, and they use the bus route. They get dropped off there. And that if they know where a car sits in front of the Department of Correction every day, they know the car, so when they go up to the bus station, they can look right down there. That's Major Mason's car. Oh, and that's a safety factor for me. So we have to be very, very careful what we do and how we do it. I think we don't want that bus station there. I don't want it there because of the safety of my wife.
Okay. Thank you. And then again, for the record, will you state your name and your address?
Andre Hill, 3470 Lowell Drive.
Okay.
Thank you, Andre.
You did say Lowell Drive, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter?
I would like to speak briefly, if that's all right with you.
Okay, can you step
yes,
right up here?
Definitely. I'm only going to present.
And will you state your name and address for the record?
Hello, my name is Leila Cavis, 3664 Grimes Drive.
What drive?
Grimes Drive.
Okay.
Shrubbery Avenue in my neighborhood belongs to you guys. I'm not an area commissioner. I am an area commissioner. I don't speak as an area commissioner.
Okay.
But I will say this, as someone who is a part of the commission, I have noticed that there are homelessness camps on McKinley Avenue, and I just want to report that maybe that could be a contributor. That was all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Can you spell your name, please?
Leyila.
Leyila. And last name?
Cabus, Cabus.
Just want to make sure I got it right.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on behalf of or in regards to the Greyhound bus station? Sir, would you like to step up and give us your name and your address, please?
I'm George Buttrick, and I live at 3292 Lowell Drive. I probably am far enough away that I'm not affected as far as some of the thought about being safe. I know we have no through area to get through Lowell Drive. It ends at the Potter's house, so you have no exit in that area. My concern was the place just doesn't seem big enough to fit what they want to do. It seems like they're really pushed in there and crowded to operate the facility the way that it should be. I understand that they've torn the car wash down and they're going to put the restrooms and so forth, maybe an area for people to be and communicate there. I don't know. But that didn't tell us anything before this, so who knows what's actually going to happen when we get it finished. But that's my concern. The place just doesn't fit what they want to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. Go ahead. And if you can, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you stay right there. I think we all can hear you, but for the record on this topic,
I'm Charlene Coombs. I live at 3447 Lowell Drive. And my main concern is nobody, don't you have to vote on something like this? Doesn't this have to be voted on? Because the people back in my subdivision are from over on Malcolm, back in that area. They're all city. We're township. We knew nothing about any of this. Mm-hmm. The people I spoke to over on Malcolm didn't know anything that this was happening. And I think that we've been hoodwinked. I really do. I think that they're trying to find a place to put these people because it's close to the freeway. And I'm going to be real honest with you. You know, they're going to bring them in at night and they're going to let them out. The bus at night.
If I may, just a moment, I'll answer her question. Sure. For her. There is a lot of things that needs to be addressed before anything is done, such as that, Charlene. And everything was just thrown out the window.
Absolutely.
I knew 2 days after they moved in that they were moving in, and but there's a large bunch of meetings and proposals and making sure your traffic and everything. I mean, there's just a lot that has to be done, and the building is no way, of any nature that is conducive to trying to run something like that.
I really don't see how they can.
Shock to me, to be truthful.
It was a shock to all of us, yeah, that live on Lowell.
And
because we didn't know anything about that.
And that's the thing about it. The township is pulled into this thing with zero knowledge. And of course, all of Lowell Drive and the others there are our residents there. And we're just kind of stuck with no alternative. What do we do and what do we say to you folks?
Right.
So,
is there something
I think the city owes us a lot of explanations, really. And
is there some way that we can get a petition going?
So what I'm going to do at the end of this, I'm going to read off a letter, a resolution or a motion to have a letter so that we can get these answered.
Okay, thank you.
So, is there anybody else that would like to talk on this matter? Hearing none, I'm going to, sir?
I'll supplement one thing. We mentioned about, you know, the interaction between the city and the township. That Potter's House down at the end of the way is a rather large church.
Yes.
We have had at least one incident where a bus driver was walking down from the bus stop itself across township property down Lowell Avenue to get to his personal vehicle. The site itself does not have employee parking. They haven't secured the permits for it, so they're requiring their employees to find other accommodations. I don't know if he's allowed to park there or not. I feel bad enough for him as it is, walking a quarter mile to get to his car. There is direct impacts here to the township.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one other thing, Zach. I would like to say thank you. You had gotten in touch. You and I had a pretty lengthy conversation, and I appreciate all the I do appreciate that. I'm sure the rest of us do as well, so thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Hearing none, I close the floor. To the board, we just heard a lot of information that has been going on, and I happened to see the gentleman walking up, and I actually talked to him, and he said that they don't permit, the site does not have a permit for employee parking, so they park at the church, and I guess they got permission, I don't know, and then they walk a quarter mile each direction to get to work. The one gentleman was a little upset when I talked to him because I guess he forgot his lunch and he had to go back after he got to his bus, go back to get it, and then go back. But he was very upset and said, I have no idea why we are no longer downtown. I hate this site. So this just is one more type of thing that I am surprised in today's world. Code, whoever looked this over, that they allowed them to open the day they opened until they had everything set. Again, public safety is number one. Somebody that was brought here, that they paid to come here, they don't plan to get hit, but the only way across the road is to walk across the road. There are no crosswalks. There are no stoplights. Even if you go to the stoplight at the freeway entrance ramp, there are no crosswalks. I almost hit somebody that darted across. I didn't expect to see someone running across pulling a suitcase behind them. The Waffle House, I spoke with them. They average approximately 2 walkouts a day where people eat and then they just leave. Their restrooms are left trashed, and they're trying to run a restaurant and for their guests to keep a clean, sanitized restroom, and they are beside themselves on what to do. Every business is definitely wondering what can be done with that. So what I would like to do, Mr. Mazur, if you would direct me, I would like to see about having a letter, and we'll see if there's a second on it, and I'll read it off. Do we need that as a resolution, sir, or would we be okay with a motion?
Your motion would be fine for that.
Okay, so yeah. To the board, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board send a letter on behalf of the trustees mailed to the City of Columbus in regards to the new Greyhound bus station located at 845 North Wilson Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43204. This letter is to recognize residents' concerns from the public meeting, which was today. The Board of Trustees are asking to close the location till zoning site has been up to compliance. Address safety concerns, sidewalks, crosswalks, stoplight at Lowell Drive, so they have a reference point in Farrell, and I'll give you this when I'm done. As we've had discussions on this, is there any discussion on this letter? Or if not, I would ask for a second at this time.
Well, I have. It's a very precarious situation for the township to be in. Zach, I think I've kind of, you and I kind of talked about that some. Haven't been, well, I don't, we had, you know, as they were saying, any dog in the fight, so to speak. Other than our residents being there and everything, that would be the only true case that I think we could really make. It is in the City of Columbus, it is their responsibility to make sure that the laws are applied and everything. My suggestion would be from the board, from a legal standpoint, and I do stress that, I think there's going to be, end up being quite a few legal issues in this act. And other folks are too. I think we need a little bit of advice from the township legal counsel. Mm-hmm. as to the exact way that we should approach it. Now, I'm 100% not for, I don't want anybody to misunderstand the way that this thing was handled. Matter of fact, it's not a very good way to do business. I have no clue why that they would even consider doing something like that with people. Our, you know, all of our neighbors, we all live together. But from the standpoint of where we're going there and everything, I really believe that we need to have a conversation with our legal.
So if if we amend this based on a draft that would go to our legal counsel, I will add that in this if that would appease the board for a second.
Well, I don't know, Jim, what's your...
I agree with Ralph. We need to have, and hear me out. Zach, we had a great conversation. I did look into some things that we had talked about. I appreciate everyone coming here today and speaking on this matter. And I'm 100% against it. I think it was another way for the city of Columbus to dump on the suburbs.
Absolutely.
Zach Klein, the city attorney, has made it well known that it was a nuisance property downtown. And COTA bought their station, moved them over, and that was continued to be a nuisance property. And I think the city just rushed it through. I don't know this. This is a personal opinion. But they rushed it through to just get it out of downtown and get it out of sight, out of mind for them. And it's wrong. But with that being said, I agree with Ralph that we need to have the attorney look over this and maybe draft the letter for us if we're going to go this route. And
I think it needs certainly to be. I have not had any conversation with our legal people. Have you, Steve?
No, sir.
Yeah.
So if I may remind the board, I'm asking for a resolution.
No, you're asking for a motion.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
I was just reading what I had. A motion. It sounds as if we're in agreeance that we need, because here's my point on this. If we do nothing, nothing happens.
Correct.
We are hired by the people sitting in this room. The people in this room only have one voice. We're hired collectively and are elected officials on behalf of the people that we serve. For us to not want to go to the city, or I don't know why we wouldn't, speak on behalf of the people that came in here to speak. We just heard from the people from the community. We've heard from Patty, if it was going to you guys, what you would say. I've yet to find someone that stands up and says, sir, I like this, but can we keep it? With what I'm hearing from the public, I do not understand why the board will not entertain to pass a motion for a letter to be drafted and sent to the city of Columbus on behalf of the residents of Franklin Township. Now we can...
And I don't have a problem with a letter, but I think it could should be constructed. The letter should be constructed.
And
our legal
and I amended that to what I read
if
off.
If the attorney is looking over, as the attorney is constructing it and writing it, yes, I'll second that.
So, as I stated, an amendment to this letter, based upon what the attorney has to say, I would ask for a second. Is there a second?
Yes.
Hearing there's a second, is there any other discussion on this matter?
Okay, so the proposal is what?
What I read before, a motion, a letter on behalf of the Board of Trustees mailed to the City of Columbus in regards to the Greyhound bus station located at 845 North Wilson Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43204. This letter is to recognize the residents' concern from the public meeting, which is today, July 13, 2023. The Board of Trustees are asking to close it down until all of their issues are taken care of. No other business would be allowed to be open under these conditions. The to close it till the zoning has been completed, address safety concerns, sidewalks, crosswalks, stoplights, and even entertain the idea of a traffic light at Wilson Road. Upon, and this is amended, upon our legal counsel's guidance. That's as simple as I can make it to the board.
Well, yeah, the thing is, we're asking for a business to be closed.
Absolutely.
We do not have really answers regarding their legality of this thing. Now, I mean, they may have.
They may come back and tell us they can.
Right.
But that would be up to the city. We're expressing everybody in this room that spoke on it. Is there one person here? Am I misunderstanding this? I'm going to open the floor for a second. Is there anyone here that is, am I wrong? Am I expressing that we would like to see it closed until adequately, if it were, we're not saying forever.
No, I think that's pretty clear.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I, and frankly, from that standpoint, I just like to have it closed permanently. Really.
Well, we can't make that decision, but we can ask the, under the conditions in which they are operating, under Columbus's code violations or codes, they should have never, in my opinion, been able to open.
I really would like to have a conversation. If I knew this meeting was going to happen today, I would have wanted to have a conversation.
It's on the agenda. It's on the agenda.
Well, I get that. But as to what we're going to be asking for,
right,
and so forth, sure. So we probably should have had a little conversation somewhere along the line.
Okay. So do we have a second? Or
give me a second. Who are we sending this to?
That's it. I'm going to leave that to Mr. Mazur, who would be the person that would best represent the city that we would need to send it to.
It has to go to the legal counsel.
It has to go to legal firm, yeah.
Okay, exactly. So yeah. I did not put who it would directly go to because we would need to seek that out and the guidance of our attorney.
So does guidance mean that the attorney's writing the letter or is it just guidance to us writing the letter?
Well, Mr. Mazur, if I can have order, please. Mr. Mazur will draft a letter.
Okay.
The Board of Trustees will see it.
Okay.
And the attorney,
will see it. And once it has been agreed upon, I mean, it's agreed that we're doing this and we're going to send it. But once we've seen it and the attorney says, yes, you're okay to send it, then it'll be sent based upon a vote that's about to happen. So with that being said, I now, with all discussions on this, I would ask for a roll call.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Well, I'm not sure we're doing it right. I would like to...
It's a yes and no vote, sir.
Okay. I understand that, John. Yeah, it's a hard decision to make, and I think that we may be making the wrong decision as to exactly how we're asking it. Much better if we'd have had a little input from our, I mean, that's what we have. You know, the attorneys for as well to guide us. And I'm not going to try to put anyone on the spot or anything. But I don't know. I just can't see. But I think what I'm going to do is definitely I'm not going to oppose going to the city and asking for help to help resolve this thing and so forth and so on. I will not ever object to that. But from a standpoint of what we're trying to say, and myself not being really sure from a legal standpoint, what we're getting into. One thing I think we'll probably do is get into lawsuits. And I'm trying to prevent those if I can. And I think we need to be talk first.
Sir, if we could, we need to go to the vote. We've already got two yeses.
Then I will abstain on the vote.
Sir, let me remind you, if you abstain, you will no longer be able to have a point on this again. Would you rather vote no? It's fine. If you want to vote yes, it's fine. There's two yeses already.
Okay, so what law says that I can't?
When you abstain from something, you are no longer allowed to vote on that again.
But if it's presented in another manner, you always have.
Sir, you can't.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Okay, I may be wrong. So would you like to continue as abstain?
I'm really not happy. This is a thing that we really should.
We just need a vote, sir.
Okay.
Yes or no?
I don't know. As to the way that this is presented, that this proposal is presented, I abstain to the nature of the proposal.
Thank you, sir. Hearing that, the motion carries. Thank you very much. I am, Mr. Witt, I know you did you have one more thing before I move on?
Yeah, and I apologize for taking up so much time. I am here on behalf of the entire community.
I expect it will take up a lot.
This is way out of order.
Understood.
I know it's not.
Yes, it is.
I would like to inquire as to what timetable we're working with. I am actually an attorney myself, and most attorneys, we have a pretty heavy caseload. It takes a lot of time, and we got a lot of other things. So, if this is going to be reviewed first by your legal counsel, do you have an expected date? I would remind you that Greyhound has moved very, very, very fast. They opened. They went from a site that was nondescript to full operation within 2 days. As we speak, they are currently demolishing that car wash, and their intention is to expand the site's facility by putting in an additional terminal. The more money that they have wrapped in it, this, the more committed they are as well. I know that they have indicated that they intend to expand their on-site security, but
this is out of order.
The incidents are happening off-site.
I've allowed it.
And as far as I understand it, Township has a reciprocity agreement with them to respond to incidents with our police department, our fire department, and so on and so forth. That this is going to impact our budget as well.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Mr. Mazur, you think that this is something, is our legal counsel able to review this in a week or so?
I can't answer for our legal counsel. I will try to expedite this as quickly as possible, Zach. I appreciate the fact that you are here serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
I serve the entire community, and I will do my best to expedite this to your satisfaction.
Wow.
Okay, hearing that, we are moving on to our next agenda.
Oh, we can do whenever.
Do you want to do it next now? Or we can wait to the end, because
that's fine.
I want to give you the benefit and make sure that if he's here for that. Okay. If anyone would like to stay for the rest of the meeting, this will be it on the Greyhound, and we're going to move on to the rest of the agenda that we have. So, Patty Spencer with Southwestern Area Commission, I'm going to ask you to come back up, and we will continue with that.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have a whole lot based off of our meeting Tuesday night. I do have some information on hiring from the City of Columbus. I know the close date on the 911 was June 30th.
Just one second.
Okay, we got a lot of talking.
Down to a minimum because everyone can't hear.
Thank you.
Okay.
Patty, do you mind starting over? Because the recorder was muffled with all the talking.
Okay. The information I'm sharing is right now there's two opportunities for hiring for the city of Columbus. The date on it says it closes June 30th, but you could still check the website to see what else could be available. I think I've heard rumblings that they're expanding the 911 system, so there was other opportunities. Before I get into my last piece here, generic information for anyone. If you're within the city of Columbus, even not, if you have an issue with anything that you see, with any business, street corner, whatnot, call 311 and report it. The more reports 311 gets, the more they'll have to deal with it.
Patty, if I have a question. So this is on any topic, the more 311 calls?
I've been told it.
Okay.
Call.
Okay.
Call and complain. You know, when we don't get our trash picked up, call 311.
That's for the people in the city of Columbus.
Right. But that doesn't, if, I mean, you travel the city of Columbus streets, so if you see something.
The reason I said that and didn't mean to interrupt you was because we all have our own trash hauler, so if we call 311.
Right, not for trash, but I meant.
Right. Any other issues you see?
That maybe we've just been discussing today.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone and call 311 and lodge your complaint about it. Okay, the last thing I have is, and I am giving the trustees the business card that I was given for a Mickey Stiers, I believe is her name. She came to our meeting Tuesday night. And she represents the Metropolitan Library. And she was just talking about a little bit about what they provide and everything. And we kind of got into a little conversation about how we in this area are underserved. The closest library that we have in this area is South High Street. Or a Columbus Public Library. There is a library in Grove City, which is, in a sense, we're about like in the middle, but Grove City Library is not a part of the Metropolitan Library. And they would be interested in building something in this area if there's land. And they're not against networking with trustees, area commission, city Columbus, township land, to try to find some place that would be a home for them to build a library in our area. So, just throwing that out.
So at this time I'm open the floor. Is there any questions for Patty? Hearing none, I'm closing the floor. I thank you very much for your report. Police Department, Chief Smith, please. I apologize. Come on up, I apologize.
It's okay.
You left your cards.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm going to leave with you. My name is Larry Taylor. I'm with Trey Bell Energy. We are a consulting management group for community aggregation. And Scott Bel Castro, the owner of the company, was here, I believe the last meeting or the previous meeting, and spoke with the trustees. And I'm here today to talk to you guys, to answer any questions, and to ask you guys to hire us as the consultant for the township and to put electric aggregation on the November ballot. But before I do that, I have one quick story. I was talking to Scott yesterday. He called me and he said, hey, Chuck, the trustee at Tuscarora's called me, and he said, hey, I'm looking at my electric bill, and I just want to make sure I'm in the aggregation program. So Scott said, email it to me. He did. He got it. Scott went through and said, well, in the aggregation program, you're paying $0.0699. You would have been paying $0.11844. And he's looked and seen how many kilowatts he used that month, and it saved him $64 just that one month. So Scott was telling me that story, and I said, well, Scott, if it's all right with you, I want to tell the trustees and the residents of the township that little story, because aggregation's a good thing. It gives everybody a different option, and I myself would be happy to save $64 on my electric bill with all these high rates that have gone on. So that was my little short story. But, you know, so I'm here today to see if the township is ready to hire Trey Bell as a consultant and put electric aggregation on the November ballot.
So, Mr. Mazur.
That's another issue we haven't discussed there, sir.
Mr. Mazur, where are we at with this? Do we want to set up an executive to discuss this amongst the board to see if it's something that we want to go with, and then it's either a yay or nay so that they know, and you know, August is coming soon.
I think that'd be a very good idea.
It won't be able to be on the August ballot. It's too late for the August ballot.
For the November, but we would need to get it in by August.
Yeah.
In order to get them.
We jumped into a hot item already. We walked out the door, and we're getting ready. If we're not careful, we'll jump into another. I'm not happy with the way.
I'd ask for a continue to table it.
Yeah.
And have an executive session.
We need. We want to have a little special meeting next week, supposedly.
So if we, gentlemen,
I think we should talk about it.
So if we, basically, gentlemen, what we need to do is, when we have our next discussion, rather than table it, we're not asking to make a decision here today, but we do need to collectively as a board to be able to say yes or no, you're for it or not, because if we are for it, to put it on the ballot for the people to decide, that's all we're doing is saying yes or no, is it going on the ballot. If we say yes, it's going on the ballot, we need to be fair to the company to allow them to do their due diligence to explain to people, hold their own meeting, and allow them to explain it to the public so the public would make the final decision, yes or no, or they would like to go with aggregation.
I like to table it until we have an executive session.
Well, it's no need to table it. We're just going to discuss it. We're not making a decision today. So, thank you, sir. Is there any other discussion?
Not for me.
Okay.
It costs money to put anything on the ballot, so we probably should review our budget.
Right, and that's exactly what we're going to do at the next executive meeting. We'll be able to discuss that.
Trey Bell would be more than happy to pay for that fee.
Okay.
To put that on the ballot, and then if we were hired, just so the residents in the township is aware, all the fees that are paid to our company are paid by the supplier. So to do this, it costs the township, the residents. It doesn't cost you anything at all.
Okay, thank you very much.
I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm going to open the floor. There's questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. So how long will the contract that we enter into with your company be, and how much do you make? Not what we're, I know we're not paying you, but what is your fee that you're receiving, your company?
The electric aggregation terms are typically 12, 24, 36 months. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what the smart guys back at the office who look at futures and make those decisions, they're gonna give a recommendation. They're gonna say, based on these three things, futures, the presidential election, we think you should go with a 24-month or a 12-month.
One other question and I'll be done. Are you hooking us up with any other townships? Are we going to be, go ahead.
Great question. The answer is no and yes. And what I mean by that is that you guys would be your own entity. It would be this township's aggregation program. But as a broker, there's purchasing power in submitting several townships or communities together at one time that would start at the same time. So
I was at the meeting where your boss came.
Oh, okay.
And I saw this on the agenda for today, so I'm trying to educate myself on it. I'm not good at it or anything, but these are questions that help me.
Yeah.
I would love to be in on the meeting when they do executive sessions, but I won't be. But I will have other questions when they enter into something, though.
I'll give you one of your cards.
Sure.
So we would not be entering on anything other than, do we put on the ballot for the people to vote on it? We do not hire them. We do not sign a contract with them. It's put on the ballot, and the people of Franklin Township make the decision, do they want aggregation or do they not?
But if you do it to put it on the ballot, you don't expect us to sign with you?
We would sign based upon the, if it's yes. A yes vote, then we are going.
I understand, but we would sign with him.
Yes.
Correct.
If they put it on the ballot, they're going to pay for it, then it passes. If it passes, they expect us to take their
vote. Well, obviously, we would be signing on behalf of the public of Franklin Township based upon what the voters voted. We are the voice for the people that would say, yes, we want it. Then we would sign for it.
No.
My understanding is that they kind of go hand in hand. We are more than happy to help and put it on the ballot and represent the township, but we do need to be hired prior to doing so.
So we would sign once we agree to put it on the ballot. We would sign that we are putting this on the ballot, and you would be the aggregate that we are putting on.
We would be the
correct
consultant that would be hired by the township to do so, and then we put it on the ballot. If it doesn't pass, we're still your consultant. You don't owe us anything, but we're still your consultant. If it passes, we're your consultant.
Okay, and explain what that means to the public if you are a consultant if it doesn't pass.
We would sign an agreement. Basically, in general terms, the township would hire us to be a consultant broker for the aggregation program. And it's really that simple. If it doesn't pass, we still have an agreement with township that, you know, our goal then would be to do what we need to do to educate the community for the next time to get it back on the ballot, to get it to pass.
So if I may ask, just to make sure that we're clear, that if it does not pass in November, and then the next election would be like, say, April or March, that we automatically sign that it goes back onto the ballot. Is that what you're saying?
No, you wouldn't have to put it back on the ballot, but if you did, we would still be your consultant.
And then how long would that be for?
I believe it's 5 years.
Okay. So
there are some stipulations.
Right. So one of the things before, and I can tell you one of the things that we need to do, since we are a township, that would bind us from, let's say it doesn't pass, and then let's say Smokey Joe's consultant comes along and says, hey, we've got a better deal. We are now locked in that we can't take them. With that being in mind, we definitely need to check with our legal before we would enter into a contract. And thank you, Mike, for pointing this direction. Before we would be able to sign for something, we would need to check with legal, because I know me sitting in this chair, I wouldn't feel comfortable saying after, if it didn't pass, that we still have a 5-year commitment that locks us to another company. We can't seek anyone else. So that would be a problem to me if it didn't go. But as far as me putting it on the ballot, letting the people decide, if it doesn't pass, we're not kumbaya, we don't owe anything or owe anyone, then the public, you know, I can't commit the Board of Trustees for 5 years in case something else would come along or whoever sits in these seats after me.
Sure. I think Scott Belcastro would be more than happy to talk with council and work that out. I don't think that would be an issue.
I think
it's a fair concern.
Right, because I didn't catch that the first time in our first meeting. I'm glad that it was brought out here and that a resident hit on that topic, because it is going to, and this is something we needed to know now before we go into an executive session come next week. It's going to be, I can tell you now, it's going to be a lot harder to know. I can't vote on it to say I want to put it on the ballot until I see everything. I need to see the contract that it would be. We need to get it through legal, and there's no way that's going to happen in a week. So we would need to see every aspect of that before we would make a decision. Mike?
Well, What about competitive bids? They're not the only company.
Right.
Sure.
Well, when we put it out to bid, we put it out to all the suppliers.
No, no, no. Other companies like yourself. What would other agencies have to offer as a broker? What's other brokers offering the township other than just Treble? So that's something else that we have to look at. Are we as a board permitted to not at least take three other bids before we put it on the ballot? I don't know the legal language on that, so we would need to, this is why we need to see everything in black and white and let our legal team go over it.
I believe, Mr. Mazur may confirm, I believe that you guys have the resolutions and the energy management agreement already for to hire Trey Bell and to put it on the ballot?
No, we don't have that ready yet. No.
We don't have anything?
We've never really had a discussion to put your company on address it on the ballot or a resolution.
Okay.
Now, I know there was a presentation that Scott gave himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. Mazur runs the day-to-day operation. And I know Scott reached out to me. I reached out for today to bring this up so that we can have continued conversation on this matter. So, again, we would need to see exactly.
Todd is here if you need somebody to talk to him.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, we would. I think there's a lot of work to get done in order to be able,
sure.
As Mr. Leeser was alluding to, you know, there's probably no way that we can have this done in a week.
Yeah.
I hate to use this word, but I assumed that Scott had already provided those documents. I brought them. So
if you want to leave them?
Yeah, I'll just leave them and that'll help a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so at least
I apologize for that. I thought that the documents
I don't know. I've never seen anything.
I haven't seen or heard. This is the first I'm hearing about any of it.
Yeah, so it would have been nice to have them from the last meeting so that we would have had time to read over it. If we already had that information,
sure.
You know, I'm learning some new things.
I was under the assumption you did, so again, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm learning new things by someone pointing something out. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. So, to the board, is there any other further discussion before we move on? Sir, do you have
I think we should move on and talk about it next week.
Okay. Anything else for us, sir?
That's
Mark, if you want to be included in that meeting.
No.
He cannot. He cannot.
What? No, that's true.
I'm happy to answer any of your questions, Ralph.
Okay.
Because I'm sure I know more about it than anybody at that table.
Well, I will make sure you're filled in.
Okay. So if you have any questions, you call me.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Moving on now, Mr. Chief Smith.
Hamilton's not here.
Okay.
We're still waiting on the stats from the sheriff's office, so I will have those at the next meeting. And that's all I have for today. I think Steve has the resolution for Rattler.
Okay.
I have something.
Before we guide you two, you want to go ahead first?
Yeah. I'm not sure who was on duty, but I got a report back that our officers were outstanding in assisting CPD with the officer involved shooting and officer being shot on 70. And I was asked to make sure to tell you that they were, you know, they were really very welcome, very professional, and it was a good experience with them.
Thank you.
I don't know who was involved. I just know it was a couple of our officers.
It was Tim Myers and Sergeant Pollock.
They were probably, I think, if I remember right, they were second on scene.
They were really close.
Yeah, second on the scene. So, yeah, I applaud them. And keep that officer in your prayers.
Yeah.
Secondly, with everything you heard with the Greyhound bus station, have we had anything with that since we have mutual aid? I mean, I know it's in the city, but have we had any?
We have not, as a department, had any interaction with any of the incidents.
Okay.
I have made some more contacts today to get additional run records from the city.
Okay.
The only two I got from the public records request is the choice.
Okay. But we have ourselves as an agency, we have not had
any
issues whatsoever, no reports of anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours.
That's all I had. Unless
let me read the resolution for the chief, and then after that, Mr. Hoyt, I'm interjecting again. You have someone who needs. I have Todd here. Yeah. Who came here specifically to address a question. Okay. All right. I'll finish this resolution. This is resolution 2023-130. It's a resolution. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for David Ratliff, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning July 5th, 2023 through July 18th, 2023 for David Ratliff per employee's MOU.
Sir, is every statutory doctor's report, everything necessary, paperwork in order for this?
Yes, yes, sir. In fact, we got verification that he is scheduled for surgery on July 20th. 20th. Yes.
Okay, hearing that, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that.
And ma'am, when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Horn?
Todd, thank you very much for I'm sure you were busy today, so thank you for coming by. We had, what we have is an issue, and I met with Jackson Road folks yesterday. Amanda being at her home, we had, and we talked about you a lot. It's awful. No, actually, what the folks
referring to?
I don't know.
Along with some of her neighbors that she had called down, we actually had a little meeting, and. The chief thing about the conversation was to try to bring us up to date, if we could, on, I guess, lack of a better term, that is that a brokerage home over there?
1945 Jackson?
Yeah, the junkyard.
What is that, 1945?
Yeah.
Is the actual address.
Yeah. 45 Jackson is the actual address.
So I told the residents that yes, we would try to bring them up to date as best we could. I didn't know if you were going to be available or not.
Yeah.
Regarding what's actually going on with that right now.
Well, it's in the prosecutor's hands, Franklin County. They've had several hearings. They've gotten extensions. The last hearing, I believe, was in February. I've been to a couple of them. I have stopped going unless I've been requested to be there, because a lot of times it's just a couple lawyers talking and they don't really need me. Okay. But I've gone occasionally just to make sure that's all they needed. In May, there was some information that was passed to me that I haven't gotten to see yet, that there's been an order by the court to allow Franklin County Zoning to come in and look at the property, because it is a commercial property. It's, I believe, light industrial is how it's classified through the county. The problem is what else they're doing there on the property. And I've spoken to a gentleman that lives off of Geneva. He was concerned about flooding, which I know a lot of you are.
Oh, that's one of the least concerns.
But that he addressed that, because he said he's lived there for, I think, 40, 50 years. That's not in the fire code, that's not the building code, because it's a parking lot, so that unfortunately falls to Franklin County zoning, which is part of what they're doing now. Unfortunately, the wheels of government are slow, especially in something like this, because they want to make sure they're not infringing on anybody's rights. And the judge in this case has given several extensions, and I don't know what happened with the last one, other than they were given, and forgive me, I can't remember the exact term they used, but there was an issue where they said, okay, to the property owner, let zoning come in and take a look around, and you need to file for zoning compliance. I know that those have been filed for before and then denied because of other issues, so it's still ongoing.
I guess our biggest concern is
Is the EPA involved? Because they are crushing cars back there, not draining the gas tanks, so it runs right into the drains.
And there has been fires.
And there has been fires. There are children living in a camper back there. You can hear them laugh and play all day long.
Okay, and we come into another problem with this, is that whole property back there is actually half that's in the township, half is in the city. From the railroad tracks to where part of a large wooden fence has been erected, the stuff that's closest to the railroad tracks, that's in the city of Columbus, so we have no jurisdiction there. And Franklin County
is right on the backyards of Geneva.
And I know there's a camper there. The gentleman that I believe is the property owner says that's his business office while he's there.
He's a joke, sorry.
Well, it's one of those things that...
Well, here's our case. I have been told by people that work back there, there's drugs. They sell from there. I have a cousin that's an addict. Buys from people back there. This morning on my way here, I was almost hit by somebody flying through the stop sign, which we have notified township multiple times. There is a bus stop right there. The neighbors are ready to take it into their own hands. Yes, a school bus stop. Elementary, middle school, high school, all of it, right there at the corner. I have a big white SUV. If they're gonna run it and almost hit me, what makes them think that they're going to stop from a little kindergartner that's standing at the bus stop? Nothing. We yell at them. They give us the finger. They laugh at you. Something needs to be done, because before a civilian is ourselves, my husband and tail, everybody knows this. We've been there almost 20 years. If he has to go back there because they've almost hit a child, it's not going to be pretty. But then my husband will be the one that gets in trouble over their mouth, their ridiculousness.
I don't know if the EPA has been in contact or if they're being involved. I know
there's ink cartridges leaking into the dirt out of a U-Haul.
I know the county's been there, and unfortunately that's not really, it's a big gray area where it's located. A lot of it falls to the county. The building pertains to our building department, which they're not really doing anything.
What does the junkyard pertain to?
That's the county, because it's in a parking lot.
How did they ever get a permit to put a junkyard in a residential area?
I don't believe they area. And that's part of the
problem. If I could
well, if they don't have a permit, then how is he allowed? He needs to be gotten rid of. When I moved into the neighborhood...
If I could interject something. What I'm hearing and what we need, and it failed once on the ballot, is something called a... township, what's that?
Limited home rule
on the ballot. It's a yes or no vote. Limited home rule allows us to take action instead of waiting for something to be done. We would actually be able to then do something versus waiting on the county.
Well, then that needs to be done.
Absolutely.
Because when I moved in 20 years ago,
so here's what I'm saying, if I can, ma'am, if I can. What I am trying to say is, what I'm hearing and what is going on and from what I've seen, we have no way to put any more pressure. We have no more way to push it forward. But what we can do, I'm hoping, is to put this on the ballot for November and let the public get us into home rule where we can act as our own agent.
Okay, but how long is it going to take to have something done tomorrow?
I understand. So
will
I'm going to.
Something be done then?
So here's what I'm going to also address, for the record, so we have it. Can you give your name?
My name is Amanda Faniff. I live on Jackson Road. I'm not giving the house number.
Oh, it's fine. That's good. So
spell her last name, please.
P H A U N. E-F.
So I'm going to address your second concern in a second. But what I wanted to intervene in this is because this is a perfect example of where we need to let the public know that we can only go so far, and we hand it over and then we wait. If we can control our own destiny and be able to have more teeth to be able to act on it versus passing it on, it would make a huge difference in this township. The second part of your, with the traffic, Chief, if I may, sir, do we still have some of the grants that we are doing, the traffic stops and et cetera? can we set up something that we watch this area at a time and actually have a cruiser strictly for this area?
I will put that in comment. I have spoken with Chief Smith numerous times. There has been officers down there. They sit down there 15, 20 minutes, and then they just casually drive off.
And if I may, there's a program that gives us grants that the officer would be nothing detailed to a certain area. They don't have to take the other runs. That's why I'm asking for this program.
But that's what we were under the expectation was going to be done, because it's all day, every day. There's an auction building back there. There's the junkyard. We have flatbed tow trucks that fly through that
okay.
line. Or that
so,
stop sign.
So if I may, Chief Smith, is there something that we can do where we put some time into where an officer would be to that area, taking no other runs, to more than 10 or 15 minutes, and then have to leave?
Yes, we can take an officer, work in a higher priority area, and devote them to that.
Okay, and then if we could
well,
do
that. You can't put it like that, because you're making me look like the bad guy.
Well, no, everything is a priority system, like I told you before, Amanda.
Well, I know.
We have these issues all over the township, and we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. So, yes, we can't move resources from one to another.
So you want to take it from a high priority case, like you're saying, when you can take it from another area that's not having as many issues?
I don't have anybody having lesser issues, so.
But I guess our biggest concern is, the neighborhood is done with it. We go around Jackson Road in front of our house with a roller and a magnet, because those tow trucks, after they crush the cars, they come out, bolts are falling off, wire, screws.
Yeah.
It's not cheap to replace tires.
No, it is not.
Shouldn't have to do that.
Okay, just a second, Mr. Horn,
We went over it a couple hours there yesterday. Mm-hmm. I know all about it now, which I didn't know. I didn't know the amount of problems you were having. I'd heard bits and pieces, you know, regarding our problems over there, Todd. But I didn't know to the extent it was. We need to get some sort of plan over there. And what I'd like to suggest is let's get together, me, you, and the chief or Todd or somebody.
I'll go back here and take pictures. I am not worried and not ashamed to do it.
I mean, we could say you're in, you know, you know, have a little disagreement back and forth and so forth.
Yeah.
And still solve nothing. But if we get together and try to come up, a lot of the stuff that I'm not really sure of is the permits and all this thing. I didn't know all that stuff was back in there, really. You know, where they're apparently they're bringing in shipping containers and the whole thing back there.
The shipping containers are being used as fencing.
Yeah, that's apparently it has something to do with that Briggs Road tie up on that junk place there too. So I think there's some connections there that we need to,
it's taking the neighborhood down instead of our properties going up in value, which they should be right now with the way the real estate business is. I have people calling and wanting to give me $70,000 for my house.
Yeah, the problem.
That's ridiculous. It's because of that.
Here's the thing about it. I think the problem overall is a lot bigger than I even realize. You know,
it is.
So
we
have some of a plan. Let's get together.
As long as we can get something going,
check the guys' schedules and this, that, and the other. And
I'm home all day, every day.
Okay, so we're going to move on. You got our attention.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you
got. I still like to ask you a question
Is that good for you, Todd?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. I'm going to make it quick so we can move on.
I would like to know how they are permitted to do what they're doing without permits. Isn't that reason enough to put a stop to this nonsense?
We can't put a stop to it. That's why I'm saying we have no teeth. It has to go through environmental court and has to go through the process in which it's going through.
I need her
okay.
name.
Okay. But I do want to thank, and your name for the record?
Billy.
Okay.
Preston.
Okay. I do want to thank you. I know that I've been trying to keep order, and it's not that I didn't want you to come in. I know I've been back there with the police. I've went back all the way in there with when the city
was
there.
I've been back there too, because yeah. I almost got hit and I went after him.
So we appreciate you coming in on this and et cetera, but I know I need to move on the list. But feel free to come back to the next meeting. We can continue to look at this and try to see what collectively that we can do to make a difference. And that's what I want to do. And then Mr. Horn said that he would definitely be in contact.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a question for
Chief Smith. I think what Mr. Fleshman, Chair Fleshman is asking was the not safer grant, the traffic grant money.
Yes.
Could we use some of that and have some officers that's on extended time?
No,
cover
I
that. Okay. I just want when you said pull from a high priority area, I just
we try right. to take them and put them where we have the most accidents,
right.
the most drug activity. Or
right. Well, I get it. We can't dedicate someone there every day, all day. I get that. Okay.
But
I just wanted to clarify that, make sure, because I was getting confused myself.
Now, just for the board and the public's record, a few years ago, 3, 4, 5, whatever it was, a while, that lady was much instrumental in helping us break up a drug house, as any neighbor has ever done.
Well, yeah, it was right across from my house, and it took 17 years
exactly.
for it to get taken care of.
And she stuck with us on that, right or wrong, Chief?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And I'm going to give her just due, I guess is what I'm saying there. So you will get that.
And can we also, Deputy Hamilton is not here today. Can we also see what we can do with any additional help from the Sheriff's Department to be in there as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And moving on to the Fire Department, Chief Arnold. Sorry, sir, it's been a long meeting.
Oh, no worries. I'll be quick. I just have a few housekeeping items.
Okay.
First, there's a resolution on your desk about getting Medic 193 remounted. We could just get a vote
and we're getting what, sir?
So Medic 193 is a 2017 Horton Ford.
Okay.
That has cost us over $50,000 in repairs over the past 12 months, and it's in the shop again right now.
Okay.
Is it back?
Yeah. The box on the back, because Horton makes a quality product, still has life left. If you want a new Medic, it's a
just a chassis and the
30-month turnaround time from the day I order it till it gets delivered. They can remount a Medic onto a new chassis in less than a year, hopefully. I have yet to get a specific timeline.
Okay, I have a question. Is this something that we needed to know before it came to today? I mean, is it something that's already in the budget?
Yes.
We have a resolution
okay.
for it. He came and spoke to Steve
okay,
ahead
I'm
of time.
Just making sure that we are not like making a decision without
no.
budgetary
no.
as well as it's went through.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I personally
have
done a ton of research on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's working on figuring this out. It's less than 2/3 of the cost of a new Medic, and they'll turn it around in a matter of months versus almost 3 years.
Okay. Okay, so do you want to read the...
Yes, just so you know, we have EMS funds
okay.
that are set aside
for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And for the record, I spoke to someone at Horton, and I believe this is the Medic that's in there all the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they said they don't understand it. They don't understand how...
It's wore out.
Yeah, it's just they can't...
How many miles?
260.
Oh, well, yeah. Tend to shoot a firewall every time you go out.
Yeah.
So every time
yeah.
that pulls out, it's as hard as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, do you want to read
off the... I do. I have the resolution 2023-131, resolution approving the use of EMS funds for the purchase of a new chassis for Medic 193. Be resolved, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of EMS funds not to exceed $200,000. Specific for the purchase of a new chassis for the Township Fire Department, Medic 193. And then we have a quote attached as Exhibit A.
Okay. So with that being said, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second this, gladly.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you got it.
Thank you.
Chief, can you discuss real quick so we can make a motion of your two firefighters
yes.
that have just resigned?
We have firefighter Joe Smith is leaving for Jackson Township. His last day will be this month, the 22nd. Then Jacob Hawkins is leaving for Madison Township. His last day will be July 20th.
Now, they were only with us a short time?
Both over a year, under 2 years.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anything else for us?
And then I have one more resolution for you.
Those are motions.
Yep.
Those are motions.
Go ahead. My apologies.
No, did you get your motion?
We have to do a motion. We
okay,
did a motion.
So,
I'll second the motion to
I'm
accept
getting ready
the resignation.
To ask for the motion.
Oh, okay.
So I asked for the motion. If there's no further question on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Okay.
I think we've all.
And roll call when you're ready. I just got
I think we all hit our limit today.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
I'm not clear what the motion is.
Two resignations from the fire department.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Then my last bit of housekeeping is just the two resolutions to hire those two gentlemen's replacements. Colin Dotson's coming to us with 5 years of experience in Clinton Township. So I would ask to bring him in at our top level at Firefighter 5 pay scale. He would start on August 3rd, and Andrew Schmidt would come in on Firefighter 1 level, and he would start on August 18th.
So moved. If there's no further discussion on this motion, I'd ask for a second.
I will second the motion to, well, those actually it's a resolution. I will second the resolution.
Oh, excuse me. Let me restate this because that is
a resolution. Yeah.
And there's two separate resolutions listed.
Okay.
I have that. So let's go back to the resolution. If there's no further comment on this, I'd ask for a second on resolution 2023-132.
I will second that.
Okay. And a roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just wanted to help you out like you did
I
me.
I appreciate that. I'd like to ask for a resolution 2023-133. If there's no further discussion on that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Robin?
Sir?
Do you need to read these into the record, or are you okay with that?
Well, if you can, at least, you don't have to read it entirely, but can you assign the names, like, Dotson is resolution 2023-whichever, Schmidt is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we have resolution 2023-132.
I have a request for that.
The board approves and endorses the recommendation of Chief Arnold to hire Colin Dotson effective August 3rd, 2023, as a firefighter 5.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't understand your question.
These two officers swearing them in to our
2023-133.
Okay.
Yes.
The board endorses the recommendation of Chief Arnold to hire Andrew Schmidt.
Okay.
You want to handle
that? August 16th.
I don't care. I'll let you do it.
And you said it's the 16th, sir. Okay, I got it.
At the level of firefighter 1.
Perfect.
Sorry.
All right, just making sure the records are straight.
Can we have both of those firefighters here to swear them in at the next meeting?
I mean, they'll already be on.
They'll already be on, but
no,
just
in August.
August.
They're starting
okay.
in August.
In August.
I will
first
figure
meeting
it out.
In August.
And if there's a gap there of probably a handful that haven't been sworn in yet, I would love to do that.
Okay. Work with Mr. Major on getting it on the agenda, yeah.
So that way it's in the public. And if you 100%. Want to do that, there's several ways we can do it. We can open it to the public, as you've seen in the past, and have it for their families as well. Have it at your station if you want. Coordinate it to set it up how you would like to see that set up. I just thought it would be nice for the public to be able to
see
that.
Yeah.
I know it's been a while since we've had a swearing in, so.
Yes, sir.
And then if we missed anyone, that's a good time, even though they're on, it'd be a good time to catch up.
Yes, sir.
Anything else for the board, sir?
Nope, I had some fun facts, but
okay.
That's been through enough. I'll get you next week.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. we appreciate you, and they appreciate you.
Road Department, Jim Stevens, I take it he's not here today?
He's excused. He is working on a major repair to the backhoe.
Okay.
So I told him I would introduce his resolution for him.
Okay.
And that's resolution 2023-134. It's a resolution authorizing the service rates for services rendered under House Bill 505.86 and House Bill 505.87. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board includes the following 2023 service rates for services rendered under House Bill 505.86 and 505.87. And it's just an increase in Jim's service rates between 2022 and 2023.
And that's just bringing it up to the current standard that's out there, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if there is no further discussion on this matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sir? Okay, sir? Oh, if I may, do you have anything else for Jim? Because I had something.
No, sir, I don't.
So if you would make a note, address on Wilson Road next to Animal Hospital, we always cut that. And generally, by the time we get to it, it's waist high. Well, it's mm-hmm. not quite there to your knees, but it's getting above what the standard is. So with the time it takes for us to get a letter out and then get it cut, if we can go ahead and have them do what they do. Fiscal Department, Robin Watkins.
Okay. All right, so we have motions for bills and payroll, and the numbers are going to seem a little larger because we haven't had a true business meeting for about a month. So you'll see a lot of dates and a lot of numbers. Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from June the 16th, 2023 through July the 13th of 2023 in the amount of $206,480.91 and payroll paid on June the 23rd in the amount of $173,570.67, payroll paid on July 3rd in the amount of $6,302.49, and payroll paid on July the 7th in the amount of $181,744.24 for a combined total of $568,998.31. This is from check number 69212, 69287, and electronic payments or vouchers, 1005, 2023 through 1178, 2023. And I have added the exhibits for review.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And roll call, ma'am, when you're ready.
All right, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't have anything else for fiscal unless Lindsay has anything.
I do not.
Okay.
And Lindsay, would you like me to wait to the end for this?
It's whatever.
Okay, so we're almost there.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we're almost there. At this point, I'm going to turn the meeting over to our administrator, Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chair. First day, today was the last week for the Juanita Kaufman nominations.
Okay.
And I think we have a few of those. I'll have to check with Nicole. The first resolution I have is Resolution 2023-135. It's the obligations approved by the Township Administrator for a period of June 16, 2023 through July 13, 2023. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township, and according to Section 507.1 of the Ohio Revised Code, again, it's for the period of June 16th through July 12th in the amount of $47,003.08.
Hearing that, is there any discussion on the matter? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
And ma'am, whenever you're ready.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Today, as you know, we put a the trustees passed a resolution addressing the unsecured property at 1053 Brown Road. Today was the last day that a representative from 1053 had a chance to come in and talk to the board about how the property was going to be remedied. So as of that, I have a resolution for the board that allows us to take the next step in the township seeking a remedy to 1053 Brown. So this resolution, and I apologize, I have to read it almost in entirety. This resolution is 2023-136. It's a resolution to proceed with the removal of a structure at 1053 Brown Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43223. Whereas the Franklin Township Fire Department has found that the building located at 1053 Brown Road in Franklin Township to be structurally defective and unsafe. And whereas pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. Whereas per Resolution 2023.083, the Township Administrator provided the required notice of at least 30 days to the owners and lien holders of record of the board's intention to remove, repair, or secure the property if the unsafe condition of the property was not corrected, as well as its intent to schedule and hold a hearing about this matter. To the board's knowledge, no corrective actions have been taken or arrangements made at this time. So our next step is we will proceed, once this resolution is approved and signed, we will forward it on to COSIC or the land bank. And the plan is that the land bank will take control of the property and remedy the situation and eventually donate the property back to the township.
Okay. With that being heard, thank you, sir. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
That is one that I am glad to find. That we're able to get rid of some of the nuisance house that's just left open, vagrants going in, the trash and everything that goes with it, the rats and everything. So this is a good day for Franklin Township and its residents.
And your neighborhood. Right at the end of your street.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mazur, do you have
more? The next thing I have is we have another letter of engagement from the auditor estate. This one is in the amount of $13,940. It is my hope, after having discussions with the auditor estate, that this could be the last payment for this particular audit, which included the period of 2017 through 2019. Okay. And we're hoping to have some type of report, nothing is definitive, by the end of August, addressing the concerns for 17-18-19. On top of that, and the trustees and I, we've had this discussion, there will be a new audit beginning soon after this audit is concluded. That will be for a five-year period. The majority of that five-year period, those audits will include what is called single audits. Because the township gets grants from the federal government in excess of $750,000, those have to be audited, which, as I said, those are called single audits. But that will be for a five-year period. It will go from 2020 through 2024, 2025. Mm-hmm. But hopefully this will be the conclusion of the first audit.
Okay.
And I will read that. Resolution 2023-137, accept amendment number 4, a letter of arrangement from the auditor of state, and be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The Board approves accept amendment number 4, letter of arrangement, dated July 10, 2023, from the auditor of state, for the initial cost of $13,940.
Hearing that, if there's no discussion on it, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for us, sir?
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah. I'm going to start asking to go first, and then when I get finished, I can.
I don't blame you.
You can settle off the door.
I'm going to catch up on my nap again. The next resolution I have is Resolution 2023-138. It's a resolution to adopt the annual road district tax millage for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, for the year beginning January 1, 2024, and to submit the same to the Franklin County Budget Commission. And then be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, created a road district, Resolution 2020-108, compromising all of the unincorporated areas of the township. Boy, that's easy.
Okay, if there's no further discussion on this matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And one more.
Just one more?
Just one more. This is Resolution 2023-139. It's a resolution accepting a grant from the Ohio Department of Public Safety for the Franklin Township Police Department. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses the acceptance of a grant in the amount of $20,607.83 from the Ohio Department of Safety, or Ohio Department of Public Safety, for the Franklin Township Police Department to aid in reducing fatal and serious crashes in the township. We are waiting on documentation from either the federal government or the state of Ohio, which documents the intent and the purpose of the grant.
Correct.
And how we are to account for the grant.
Okay. Okay. If there's no discussion amongst the board, I would ask for a second for this.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
This is in addition to the money for that we've already working on the traffic stops.
This is the fund. These are the funds.
These are the funds for it.
Okay.
And like I said, the delay is we wanted to get this approved by the board because we're already starting to utilize the funding.
Yep.
And like I said, and Chief Smith is working on this where we're trying to get the actual documentation that we need as a township to account for the grant.
Okay.
Okay, with that being said, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And roll call when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then just one more?
Okay. No, there's no junk vehicles this week.
Come on, yeah.
So I have quite a bit to go through. No, I don't have anything.
The only thing I have is some of you may have seen I picked up my phone. I had to reschedule a physical therapy session on my knee. So.
Okay. Mr. Horn.
Waiting to hear back.
Okay, let's go ahead. Sorry, John. Well, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and get this over with. I'd like to take the privilege of introducing our new and forever fiscal officer. And her name is Lindsay Justice. And Did your grandpa make it in?
No, he must still be in the hospital.
Oh, didn't he? What if he's okay?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm terrible. He was going to come in and watch her be sworn in. The reason we waited a while.
And then, sir, if we may, this is a reenactment just since it's on.
Yeah, that's right. This basically is a formality. She has already been sworn in. And I wanted to take the privilege of swearing her in publicly. So if you would, just come right on over here and we'll go ahead and do it.
Just do it back here.
Let's move all the chairs and stuff. Whoops, I almost ran over you.
I need to stand up in
here. There you go. Let's just scoot the chairs all the way. That way they can do their thing.
Excuse me, sir. I'll get this out of your way.
All righty. I will say I, and you say your name. Okay. And raise your right hand. I,
Lindsay Justice,
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will, in all respects.
And I will, in all respects.
Obey and comply. With the resolutions.
With the resolutions.
Rules and regulations.
As set forth.
By the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township. And will faithfully discharge the duties of my office. Thank you very much. And I will certify.
You didn't say you were done.
Okay, I, Ralph Warren, that should have been me. Yes. Administer the oath of office to Lindsay Justice of the Office of Fiscal Officer of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, for the term of office beginning July the 1st. She was actually sworn in prior to July the 1st, or on July the 1st, 2003, and ending March 31st, 2024, and signed by me, trustee. So if anybody wants to take a picture, you get a picture. Okay, so you hold that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, I think she got it.
God bless you,
sweetie.
She's good. She might be getting a big camera.
There we go.
Okay, thank you.
John and Jim, you want to get a picture with us?
Yeah. Can we get a group shot?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
If you want to just stand in the middle, we'll just get a, get a picture of the rest of the trustees. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Ralph, she was still taking.
Oh, wait, okay.
Did you get it?
Did you get it?
Oh, it just doesn't want to focus.
Where are you getting?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I've already heard good things about her, so.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one really good thing, and I'd like to start closing this thing out with something super good, and I'd like to present this actually to you, Mr. Laser, or Laser. What's your last
Mazer.
Name? Mazer. I'm Laser.
Are you Laser or are you Mazer?
It's been a long day up here.
Go ahead, been up here. I told you I was going to run it too.
You called me Laser, I was going to run it too.
Yeah.
Don't call him Laser.
Yeah, I've been anyway, what we've been working toward for quite a long time is Weston Mall. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about that. So I have the honor and sit on the board to pass the plans and so forth for the rezoning and so forth and so on for the Weston Mall. So officially it will B, rezoning case number 2304, 4200 Shoppers Lane is the official address.
Yep.
And what this is, this will be passed on to the township with the plans. The plans basically were all met at Prairie Township. Mm-hmm. And the proceedings and so forth, as we discussed it and voted for out there, will be the way the future of Western Mall will take place. Also attached with it are the all the water, sewerage, and that kind of thing. It's already signed by the director of Franklin County. Zoning and engineering, water and so forth. Stephen Ranner, which you've heard his name. Mm-hmm. It's also signed off by James Schemmer, which is the director of Franklin County Zoning and Planning. And the future plans are for housing. There will be housing in the new plans. There will also be a mix of some retail and some other businesses. And so this essentially is the future plans.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing that with
so
us.
It's been you guys involved in the thing and with us going ahead and pushing through, and actually there was no changes made as we agreed on.
Okay.
So this will be our future plans for the new West Mall.
Okay.
And it should be the anticipated date will be approximately about March or so, spring of next year.
For teardown?
For the demolition to be completed. And so
okay.
So I expect there'll probably be some planning. I'm going to present you with that to keep on file.
Sure.
You've also got the gentleman that took care of this. This is his name. It's the attorney over on whatever it is, Grandview, in Grandview, I believe.
I understand.
His name, contact information, and so forth. And whatever you need to do, get a hold of him. I want to call him, introduce yourself, Steve. And so basically, we've got the deal wrapped up now, so.
Is that township still, or did they get annexed? Is it city?
It's still township.
It'll be township.
Township.
Oh, no, it's still a township. And without somebody told us all wrong, it always will be.
Okay.
Forever.
We okayed housing and all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the future plans for it, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it is officially the plan that's been voted on by the people responsible, me included, and so forth. So. And
may I ask a few questions? When you say housing, do you mean specifically just multifamily use, or do you mean
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you really well.
Yeah, so in regards to housing, do you mean multifamily use, or do you mean extended stay? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
Are they like, is it apartments or hotels?
Apartments or hotels.
Oh, okay. The type of housing, okay.
Yes.
That's my understanding will be condominiums and housing,
and then,
that type of thing.
Second question, what's the height district?
The height?
Yes, what's it allowed?
Now that I don't know. I haven't seen a construction layout or that type of thing. So, but that part of that, hold up just a second. Now, there will be a community center, things of that nature.
Is
incorporated in all that. So,
so
all things considered.
Would you consider reaching out and see if Mr. Schimmer and or an et cetera, if they would come to a meeting and then they can do an overhead and what's expected for us?
Yeah.
That would be great if we could. I know we're getting close to the end and it's been over 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to move to the speaker cards. Mr. Blevins, you are up.
Yeah, I'm going to pare down my talk. My neighbor stopped in and couldn't find a place to park, so he came in and asked me to get an answer for him. He's the gentleman that got up there. I think he put his name down as Jimmy Youngman.
Yeah.
I know him as Sam. He wanted the guardrails put up a month ago at the end of Geneva.
Okay.
And the lot behind him mowed. So it's been, I think the last meeting's been over 30 days.
Okay.
And none of that's been done. That man's lawn has still not been mowed.
Okay.
From now, it's been 30 more days.
Can we take a note of that from Mr. Stevens?
Hang on. That's the lot on Wilson.
The house was behind him on Wilson Avenue.
I went out there after the meeting with Ryan, and the grass was not, it was not the 8 inches that it has to be to send a letter at that time. But okay, I can ask the road department to go out there and look at it.
So
again.
I'll just relay to him that they're going to go back out and look.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
About the guardrail.
If you're going to ask about the guardrail, I can't speak since Jim's not here, but we'll make a note of that.
And then the other thing I had down, the parking for the school over off of Mound Street. You were going to attend a school board meeting, and we've not heard any more about that, and schools are getting ready to start up. I'm going to move on, and then you can answer all the ones. And then the next thing is, and I'm going to ask this every month, has the township incurred any more penalties and interest since the last meeting? And if so, how much? And the last thing is, on the last Friday, I don't know the date, you had a meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you approved for another junkyard to go in off of Harrisburg Pike. You gave them a letter, is my understanding, of approval. My house is next to, I'm within 50 yard or fit a football field to your junkyard, and the new junkyard would be 2 football fields as the crow flies from my house. It isn't necessarily that I object to what this man wants to do, but I would like to hear his plans in an open meeting. I took 3 hours of my time on Sunday and drove to his junkyard over in
Valley View
and looked at it and everything. Then I went down to this site and everything. We, as the people, were taken out of that ability. You had it at a meeting, and I understand it was a 9 o'clock meeting, and there was an agenda, but it's not the regular meeting. Plus, Jim was not there, so I don't feel that it was right that you guys went ahead and approved to give the man the letter in support. So I would like for you to rescind the letter, or at least ask them to come back in so the people in the public can see the man's plan and see what's going on this piece of property. I'm as passionate about that as you are about a bus station that's in the city of Columbus. And so I'm done.
Okay. Thank you. Next up is...
I think it would be good to have the guy come back in.
Want to? We can put him back on the agenda.
I think the people, I mean... Well, we just set through, like Mr. Blevin said,
I have no problem with that.
Okay. I was explaining my...
Can I get an answer on the school board meeting?
I can't answer that.
I have not been to a school board meeting.
So there's been nothing addressed about the parking for the school?
I can tell you that I have not been to a school meeting.
Can I get an answer from the fiscal department?
What was your question specifically? I'm sorry. I was writing notes.
Has there been any more interest and penalties assessed the township in the last 30 days since the last meeting? I was astounded to hear how much we paid in penalties and interest. And I'm going to ask this every month. I'm going to ask this question.
Okay. To answer your question, for the last 30 days, yes. Things keep coming up. And we received a notice from the IRS that a quarterly report was sent in late, The quarterly report was due while I was on vacation, and at that time we did have an active fiscal officer in office. That report being turned in late cost us $2,000. It was a report. I mean, I understand this is a requirement. I'm not throwing it to the side, but we are paying our taxes. The IRS is getting their their money, but this is a report that we're required to do on a quarterly basis. So we had a penalty for $2,000. I was asked by our CPA to do a quarterly report to Jobs and Family Services. Well, I've never done a quarterly report to Jobs and Family Services since I've been here. I've been here for almost 6 years. So he says, you need to do it. Okay, all right, I'll do it. So I have to call Jobs and Family Services. I got to figure out how you do it. I don't have a login. I don't have anything. So long story short, I figured it all out. Lady gets on the phone with me, very kind, very nice. We walk through, we get logged in, we pull up Franklin Township screen. We got penalties all the way back to the first quarter of last year for late reporting. Okay, so I get all that figured out. She walks me through it. I said, okay, what do we got to do? How do we have to make this right? So, long story, we'll try to keep shortening it, is all the quarterly reports have been submitted all the way through 2023. First and second quarter have now been reported. I've learned how to do it after 6 years. And the $3,000 penalty for being late for those quarters has been paid. Okay, so the problem becomes is the instability within the fiscal department. Okay, so unfortunately, these are pains from not having enough help. Mm-hmm. I am working sometimes.
Yeah, Jeff.
Okay, you're correct, Mr. Rollins. We do have Jeff. Unfortunately, Jeff doesn't want to teach me anything.
We're paying all that money.
If we can, let her finish.
I'm just saying that we do have an accountant that helps, but unfortunately, he hasn't taught me how to do that quarterly report when Nick left, or I would have done the quarterly report when Nick left. You know what I'm saying? So if it's something that I know how to do, I will do. I'm not going to purposely cause the township to have a late fee. Okay, I'm just not. But to answer your question, those are the two that have bubbled up in the last 30 days.
Okay.
Okay? So, and those have all been discussed with Administrator Mazur as well.
So this is the first that I'm hearing of it. Mike, did you know this ahead of time?
No. He asked it the last couple meetings ago. The last meeting I asked the same question, and I believe the penalties and interest that we paid, her answer a month ago was that we paid $2,000-some in penalties.
Yes, it was.
And so I just said to you, I am going to ask this same question every 30 days and keep track of the answers, because I don't pay my taxes to pay penalties and interest. Mm-hmm. I would like this $5,000 that she just discussed would pay for a whole lot of overtime in that police department to sit on the road and try to catch these people. Okay. You know, I wish you were as upset about it as I am.
Mike, I'm only going to address this one time. The reason that the auditors and things that are in, for you to sit there and say, I wish that you were as upset.
Jesus.
If it wasn't for me catching interest in issues, there probably wouldn't have been a township.
That's right.
Thank you. We're going on. Chan, Lake?
Yes, I just want, like I do every meeting, thank fire department, the police department for everything they do. And it has calmed down a little bit on my street with the chop shop across the street. But, I mean, they're parking in their yards now instead of doubling up on the street, and there's a lot of hate and contempt from them to a lot of the neighbors, so we just
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Okay.
About the casino.
Okay.
Okay, are we still getting money from the casino?
Well, it's the same as what we were before. It's very little, and it's hard to break it down between what is what, but it's nothing like that was projected. As they say, it was a projection, not a promise. So No, my answer is, if you call the amount that we're getting something, it's nothing less. I use the word promised, they use the word projected. So,
we got,
I had one
I'll
last
say something on that. We got sold down the river on the casino.
No kidding.
Everything was an MOU, not a memorandum of understanding, and not, just 1 second, go ahead.
I do have one final question on the subject that I discussed. You guys are going to the city about the zoning permits and the EPA and all that, even though the Greyhound isn't in Township.
Correct.
Can't you do that regarding 1945 Jackson?
They already are.
We have, and it's in court. I mean, we've done it as far as
we have. Have you guys personally went to the court
hearing? We've signed a letter. You had another neighbor that was in. We've already done what I've just asked to do today.
And yes, Todd Ricker has.
We've had a letter of support, is what I was asking here, on that.
Okay,
and we did it here in a public meeting.
We did a petition with the neighborhood.
Well, the petition, if you was to do a petition, and I will go with you if you let me know when the meeting is. It helps when it comes from the public. All of us can go to a city council meeting and go before. You get 3 minutes to speak before the city council. And I've done that numerous times on different issues with different people in regards to things that were in the city. So that we can do that. That's where it's going to get the biggest bite, is at a meeting in the evening at a city council meeting.
Okay, now, are there the letters that you've sent to the city for the issues of that?
Yes, it is.
Are they public? Are we able to see them?
The letter that we sent, yes.
And how could we get one of those?
Public request.
If you make a public records request before you leave, talk to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take care of it right away for you.
I'm going to take one more question and we're going to adjourn. It's been a long meeting. You had your hand up.
I might have misunderstood, but what this gentleman was saying about the letter to the junkyard, addressing the junkyard at Harrisburg Pike, if you wrote a letter in favor of that, where was it at, the junkyard?
It's not even going to be a junkyard. It was a site that was presented, and what we're going to do is we're going to bring the gentleman back in so everyone can hear it. I specifically asked if it was going to be a junkyard. It's not going to be a junkyard. He proposed everything that he was going to have, the landscape and et cetera, so rather than answer that question, I'd rather you hear it from the gentleman. Patty, I'll let you go real quick, and then we're going to adjourn.
The gentleman that you're talking about has asked me to write a letter of support, and I was going to do that today because they're going before Franklin County with moving ahead either the 17th or 27th.
Okay.
That's when they're scheduled, to my knowledge.
No,
I think Steve, were you...
17th.
Yeah.
17th,
which is Monday.
Okay. Okay.
It's real quick, I promise.
Go ahead, real quick.
Okay, since there's home rule and everything, if we need to get it passed because she's got a problem, I got a problem, can we publicize it?
You can't. What we have to
do
first.
So, people know.
So what we can do is put it on the agenda for next meeting to discuss it and tell you exactly what it is, nuts and bolts. And then the board can say yes or no, they want to put it on the agenda, and then it's up to the public to say yes and no.
Mm-hmm. I thought
okay.
We already had that.
So
we
do not. So with that, we are adjourned.
Not usually. No, there were so many people talking.
They moved my appointment to 2:45.
Yeah.